Federal law caps the amount of methadone patients can take home. If someone's been in treatment for at least 6 months, they can get 3 doses to take home per week. After a year, they can get 14 days worth of the medication. After 2 years, 30 days. Dean Babcock runs the Midtown Community Mental Health Center in Indianapolis. He says take-home meds provide a powerful incentive for patients to comply with treatment.
The elimination of take-homes really poses the hardship on the people who are making the most progress.
Legislation passed by the General Assembly this year requires the state to create rules that cap take-home amounts at 7 days, regardless of treatment time. Salem Republican Representative Steve Davison, the bill's author, says it's meant to help ensure methadone isn't getting into the community and being abused. But Indiana Division of Mental Health and Addiction Assistant Medical Director Leslie Hovershorn says that rarely happens.
We have a few of them each year. If someone left their methadone in the bathroom and now it's missing, we always wonder, was it stolen or did they sell it? But there are very few of those incidents that are reported to us. So it's hard for me to believe that take-homes are just driving a big overdose problem.
Davison notes that the bill allows for exceptions. If the 7-day limit poses a particular hardship on a patient, for instance, if they have to travel a long way to the treatment facility, the cap can be raised to a 14-day amount. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.